Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Normally, we try to keep them away from kids.
Oh, rim shot!
But it's time for Nick and Chris to go on campus. Presented by Infinity of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth or shop online at infinityofgwinnett.com.
All right, let's start with Stetson Bennett. Chris Mortensen came out with Buck Ballew yesterday and said the invitation is out there should Stetson Bennett be willing to accept it to the Senior Bowl next week in Mobile, Alabama. Well, we're finding out that Stetson has said thanks, but no thanks. Now, there's a number of conspiracy theories floating right now, including
screw
the fact
it. We got two rings, man, you know?
That Stetson is essentially saying screw it to the Senior Bowl because you waited too long.
Well, there's a new conspiracy theory stating that that wasn't even Stetson Bennett at that parade and then in Sanford Stadium that day.
So it was like the Hamlin case?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that going around.
It's a body double?
Oh, wait, I don't think there's any of that going around. Stetson Bennett just doesn't want to deal with you. I'll deal with you on my time, and my time says your time is not our time.
Look, would I have said thanks, but no thanks? No, but Stetson, as we all know, is going to do things his own way, and over the past couple of years, his own way has worked to the result of two championships.
You think I really need to come to the Senior Bowl? It's very interesting. How many other champions you have running around the Senior Bowl?
Mel Kiper Jr. said he thinks that Stetson Bennett's going to be a third-round pick. That would be very surprising. I don't think he's going in the third round, but we'll see.
You believe he's getting drafted?
He's going to get drafted.
Or what would he have to do on pro days and just, you know, we talk about wetting the bed. If he can't...
Does this hurt him as of right now?
I don't think so.
Because he's going to get the chance at the combine and then at his own pro day in Athens to get in front of guys and talk to guys. I think in the short term it's hurting him, but he has a chance to make up ground.
Well, if you're going with the, oh, wait, how coachable is he? And that was something else that was put out there. This doesn't make you look overly coachable either. I agree with that. Look, go. I never had a feeling if invited he would go because, oh, I wasn't one of the six. I'm eight. Yeah, no, I'm good.
You want some guys from some smaller schools to go? All right, I won championships. Oh, you want me now? No. It's too late, Nagy. It's way too late.
And you know what he should do?
Works out in Mobile.
Well,
the guy that his trainer is in Mobile, pouring even more salt into the open wound. I'll go there to train, but I am not going to be your dancing monkey.
How far is it? 8 minutes. Too far. He should take off his shirt and work out the way like LeBron would. Yeah. While they're all practicing and during the game, during the game, he should be lifting, throwing footballs through a tire. I'll get my work in.
Dan Mullen is telling people he is not, I repeat, he is not a candidate to replace Bill O'Brien as the offensive coordinator at Alabama. Bill O'Brien formally introduced as the new Patriots offensive coordinator going back to New England. That happened today.
Bill said, say hello.
Did you talk to Bill?
Texted.
Yeah, give him my best.
Yeah. It's a long time ago, man. Mid-90s, that's a long time ago.
He's here at Georgia Tech. We actually talked to him a few times.
Oh, yeah. Penn State?
Yeah.
Even when he got the job back in the pros.
Mm-hmm.
Should we get him on next week?
If he wants to come on, I don't know him being at New England now, if he's allowed to do that anymore. We brought this up earlier. LSU accidentally overpaid Brian Kelly by $1 million. Now, you asked, was it illegal or not? Well, somebody that's a law student said, yes, it's illegal. You can't just not report this money and not give it back.
He gave me some fancy term. I think it's a little too fancy. So what do I think of when I see something that might be a little bit too fancy?
You seem to disregard.
Yeah, I think it's fake. Unjust enrichment. And it's so funny because this is Tony. He's up in Boston right now. He's in law school. This is a guy who retired from, like, his real job.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. Lives in Boston. Wanted to go. He's going back to law school, by the way, to help people. He wants to do pro bono work as an attorney. And he's not a kid.
No.
But he did his real lifetime. He's made good money, and now he wants to go help people. So he was listening this morning.
Tony!
Hey, they just covered it last night in law school. As he said, though, I'm just a student, so there's my disclaimer. But he called it unjust enrichment and could create a lawsuit if not paid back to the agreed terms. I don't know, man. I think it's a you problem. I didn't go digging through your drawers.
I'm with you on that one, Chris.
I didn't take your money.
I didn't do anything. Come on.
I think, again, someone's going to get fired
if I pay taxes
responsible for this. But
that's, don't get me on the Capone thing.
Mm-hmm.
I pay taxes on it. I think it's mine. And
now the law would disagree with you, Chris.
Who's more honest, me or you? I can't even lie. Like, I'm not even good at it.
Well, I'm not saying I keep the money because I'm too paranoid. You see, my father instilled that in me a long time ago. He said, no matter what you do, if you think you're fooling somebody, you're always going to get caught. And you're going to end up in a cage.
I'm paranoid. You're paranoid in a different way. It's funny that the same word can mean sort of a little bit different things. I just think that that's a you problem.
Why
am I having a problem when this seems to be your problem?
I'm paranoid because while I agree it is a you problem, I could end up being punished for it.
Oh, wait. Honey, here's the mail. Oh, wait. I-R-S.
And I don't mean the Mike Rotunda character, Irwin R. Scheister, from the then WWF.
Is that? You know, people talk about, oh, I got the jury. I knew it. Before I opened it up, I knew it was jury duty. It could be worse. It could be the IRS. Mm-hmm.
Believe me, it is worse if it's the IRS. Trust me. I know. Going back to Mel Kiper, he's got one-time Tech defensive end Keon White going in the first round, number 19 overall.
Good.
To the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. White would be Tech's first-round pick since both Derek Morgan and the late Bebe Thomas were first-rounders way back in 2010. Mel Kiper, don't forget, had C.J. Stroud going ahead of Bryce Young in the draft. And he says, what I say, I agree with him here. He's too small.
Mm-hmm.
185, 190 pounds.
This is the
5'10".
This is the knock Bryce Young down before we get to the draft. No doubt about it. I'm not saying every wheel is in motion, but they're putting wheels in motion to tell you it's really hard to stand up in the NFL when you're that weight.
And Danny White, Tennessee athletic director, is now the highest paid AD in the SEC. A 6-year extension he signed. He's going to be paid $2.2 million annually. Tennessee football, baseball, basketball, tennis. I mean, you name it, they're doing well at Tennessee. And you said with the younger kids, Tennessee's the new hot school.
It is. I've been asking for the last year and a half. And applications to Tennessee, look, Alabama's been big for a while. Georgia, you can put it in. There's a good chance you're not getting in. I'll say it again if anybody can help. I'm okay to ask that, though, right? We determine that?
Yeah.
I'm not paying. I'm not lying about anything.
No, you're not bribing anyone. You're just asking for a favor.
Yeah.
If someone does you a favor and you don't pay them a little something, then I don't think there's anything illegal about that.
I don't think so
that.
Either. Do you think Kirby Smart gets two free passes where he says that kid and that kid?
If not, he should. He should get five.
If I was a head coach,
what he's done over the last couple
years. If I was a head coach, and I just said, you know what, I do have some friends who've got high school kids. I can't guarantee they're going to stay in school, but do you get two a year?
He doesn't know how to wash himself properly, but I think he should be a Georgia Bulldog.
Listen, that math and English thing—he's not very good at it, but he really wants to be a Bulldog. Two freebies. If you have a freebie card to the University of Georgia, the Domino family will gladly take it off your hands. Tennessee has become the hot school over the last year and a half to apply to.
And that's why Danny White's getting paid what he's
getting
paid.
What do you think Josh Brooks thinks of that?
Well,
I don't know how this works.
I mean, I'll say is this. Since I took over, I mean, we're winning national titles.
You know? Did he keep Tom Crean a little bit too long?
Well, listen, nobody's batting 1,000 except for seemingly Danny White.
He made 7,800 in 22-23.
One more time. No, he didn't make 7,000.
700,080.
Okay. That was Danny White did?
No, that was Josh.
Oh,
Brooks.
That's public?
Yes.
I don't want to get your public records. What did Danny White, what did he go from? They're handing out money in Tennessee like it's Pez.
But the counter will be you had nothing to do with Kirby Smart. That's going to be the counter.
He's at 2.2, right?
He
went up from 1.8.
Okay, 400. He was getting 1.8 to be. Wow, that place must have been a mess where they had to really get somebody in overpay and no, like we're gonna have to pay this guy a little bit more. He's got a lot of crap he's got to deal with.
I mean,
1.8.
Yeah, think about what was happening before Josh Heupel took the job.
Can I give you this though? With if I'm Josh Brooks, don't I get to count it? Give me what you just said.
We appreciate what you've done.
Yeah, thank you.
You seem to be a nice young fellow.
Thank you, I appreciate
that.
But
Kirby's here, and you had nothing to do with it.
Who's kept Kirby here?
I think him winning has kept him here. Again, you had nothing to do with it. You knew you had to give him a raise because he won back-to-back national
titles. But did I do it?
Well, you did.
Did we have any problems?
No, but if you didn't do it, someone else would have done it. If you keep this conversation up, someone else will be doing it.
You know, for
now, get out of my office.
I don't,
Jerry Moorhead.
I will say this, and Adam, you're around it, and I'm smart enough to know. I know what I know about the general manager job in the NBA. It's the easiest job in the world. It's stealing money. Stealing money. I will not say that about the athletic director at a college.
No.
I'm going to tell you why.
There's a lot of prongs there you got to deal with.
Nobody's looking to be Josh Brooks right now with the recent car accident.
Right.
There's
and,
things.
And death, Thomas.
There's things. That's exactly
it's,
it.
And
there's
it's always
things.
A thing.
It's
or
more
two
than
three.
Just finding a football coach.
Yep.
And,
right.
And I will say this. Georgia has traditionally not paid that position very well. Or high.
Well,
over the years, going
700.
Back to I'll take that any
know,
day of the week. But compared to others around the SEC,
yeah, 1.8.
He's always been in the Georgia has always been in the lower echelon with McGarity, Dooley.
You seem to be putting a lot of people's business on the street today.
No, that's all public record out there.
Public
I mean, it's not something I'm
Look,
secret.
What I take
I heard
700
Greg McGarity in sandwiches. Is that what you're saying?
Would I take $750,000 to live in Athens, be the AD?
In a heartbeat.
Take phone calls. And,
cost of living is not really, you know, traffic. You don't have to really, you know, concern yourself with a lot of that stuff.
Ah, that's a great life.
Walk right into the city downtown there.
I don't think it's a great.
Go catch you an REM cover band.
It's a pretty good life. Good pizza there? It's like a place I can go get a good pie?
Yeah, there's good pizza there, De Palma's.
I've had
That's true. That's true. I take that back. You're right.
All right. I'm in for $750. If Josh leaves you, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else sent me something about money.
I think you have to have the master's in something.
I got a master's in life.
I don't see that anywhere in that noise you just made in the Georgia bylaws.
If you're the AD there, does your kid get into school?
I would say yes.
You do.
I would say that's a part of the deal.
Interesting. Okay.
Provided he doesn't set a building on fire, then he's going to have to leave. You're probably going to get fired too.
Excuse me. We'd like to interview Jimmy. Hold on. Let's see if he's UGA material. Hey, Jimmy, count to 10. 1, 4, 7, 2.
Pickle. No, Jimmy's not getting in.
Hey, everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.